While political observers in the United States admit that history was made yesterday in Denver, many feel that despite the success of this convention, Obama still has a lot to do to convince swing voters. Earlier, I spoke to Catherine Jean Lopez, editor of National Review Online, who was following events in Colorado.
Even John McCain acknowledged this great advance in American history. I'll tell you, I was in the stadium. People loved the speech. They loved the whole spectacle because it really was a spectacle, complete with fireworks. His message was, if you don't want a third term of Bush-Cheney, then you don't vote for John McCain. And that really was the message.
Is there still that feeling among perhaps swing voters who haven't been so convinced about Obama? Has he succeeded in addressing any of the fears that his critics have laid at his feet?
I cannot imagine that he would have made a ton of headway. People may have some reassurances because Joe Biden's now on the ticket, but I think a lot is still going to be dependent on what happens when he goes man-to-man with John McCain during the debates in the fall.
Now, of course, all eyes this week have been trained on Denver. All eyes next week will be trained on the Republican convention, which is due to open today. Indeed, John McCain is supposed to reveal who will be his choice for future U.S. vice president. Who are the main candidates so far being bantered about there in the United States?
Right now, the candidate who's been being talked about the most at this hour is Tim Pawlenty, who's the governor of Minnesota, which is where the media is now moving to, Minnesota, where the convention will be. There are other possibilities that are talked about, including Mitt Romney, from the former governor of Massachusetts, who sounds like he's probably not the candidate at this point. There's been talk about Joe Lieberman, who's essentially a Democrat. He's an independent. He was ostracized by his party for supporting the Iraq War. But at the moment, all eyes seem to be trained on the governor of Minnesota.